Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hey, hey, thanks so much for tuning in. I love Hump Show. It is a little grueling to get to this point, for sure, but as you go through these hours, you realize, all right, we are now closer to the weekend than we were when we started. We're closer to the weekend than we have been at any point. We're past the midway point. And we start to pick up steam like a big snowball turning into, you remember those cartoon snowballs you used to see all the time? And it was like it went from this little teeny little rock-sized ball into something the size of a jumbo jet by the time it got halfway down the mountain or the hill. And that's exactly how I feel the closer we get to the weekend. Everybody get out of my way! It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for finding us on Twitter and Facebook, sending your questions for Ask Amy Anything. As I've mentioned a couple of times, because I promised, and I always deliver on my promises, even if I am a bit of a procrastinator when delivering on my promises, this week, our featured YouTube video will be our latest edition of Ask Amy Anything, with you actually watching me answer questions. That doesn't sound creepy at all. It's the video version of Ask Amy Anything. And so the guys have been charged with coming up with their own questions or finding a question that you've sent on social media that they think is particularly intriguing. And we'll be taping that and putting it together over the next 24 hours, and you'll be able to find it on our YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed yet, it's easy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on YouTube. And considering the number of you who wrote to us on our last show, Twizzler Tuesday, and said, YouTube is one of the videos or one of the websites that I daily look at. It's one of my top five daily websites. Well, then you should all be subscribing to our YouTube channel. It seems like a no-brainer. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We're going to dump a little more of this NBA offseason info at you. And it's not like a bombshell LeBron news, but I continue to see ripple effects here, fallout there, going back to when the Warriors won their third title in 4 years. That's kind of the starting point, right? Because if the Cavaliers had won that NBA Finals, maybe things would be different with LeBron James. But that was kind of the top of the mountain, the crest of the mountain for the NBA season. Warriors win in a sweep. And now, boom, 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 all of these different dominoes are dropping. And
oh, my God, what just happened?
You just set the league on fire yet again, Steph Curry. So now we've got the Lakers, who have landed LeBron James. He's decided it's the right time for him to leave Cleveland. And we've got more of the reaction from the Brain Trust in Los Angeles, Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka. By the way, if you're interested in how that whole thing went down, from the perspective of Pelinka, Johnson, Jeannie Buss, Luke Walton, Kobe Altman, Ty Lue, and even Miami's general manager, who of course had it happen to him 4 years ago that LeBron departed. Before the show, I read this fantastic column. It's really a composite from Ramona Shelburne, who is a former colleague of mine at ESPN. She is based in the LA area, and she covers the NBA pretty extensively. And I know she's got some other beats that she's done in the past, like Ronda Rousey. She's done a lot of stuff with Ronda. But Ramona's an amazing writer and reporter, and she has come up with this awesome conglomerate of all the perspectives about waiting for LeBron's decision from both the Cleveland, LA, and also the Miami angles, which I thought was really fascinating. So check that out. She's on Twitter. The column is all over the place. It's easy to find. But if you're interested in kind of the behind the scenes reactions and the waiting process, I would suggest that you take the 10 minutes that it might take to read it. So Rob and Magic coming up, plus Adam Silver. Seems like every time Adam Silver does a press conference these days, he's asked about whether or not it's the NBA's responsibility to change its rules, change its structure, so that the playing field is more level, which I find ridiculous. The only thing that I think the NBA should consider would be to eliminate some of the loopholes and exceptions in the salary cap, because it gets to be completely ridiculous. It's a lot like Major League Baseball. Now, in baseball, we have seen the balance of power shift, but a lot of times it has to do with the teams that can spend more money than some of the others that choose to. Well, in the NBA, salary cap is a misnomer, because it's a very, very soft salary cap. And yet here is Adam Silver, who's being asked every time he makes a public appearance or does an interview, what should the league be doing about the Golden State Warriors? As if it's a problem. And again, I feel like it's ridiculous. They're not a problem. They're a winning team. And it's not as though they only built their winning team through free agency. Three of their four All-Stars, this does not include Boogie Cousins, three of their four All-Stars were homegrown. They were drafted there. Kevin Durant made the decision. He's also made the choice multiple years now to take less money so that the rest of the guys can get paid. It's not like the Golden State Warriors are mercenaries who are just picking off free agents. Like, let's be honest, the Yankees have done in the past. I mean, they're the team that's kind of known for that. That's not what the Warriors are doing. And Boogie Cousins didn't even have an offer on the table. He called the Warriors. So you can't blame that one on them either. And yet, Adam Silver keeps answering questions about, why isn't the league more competitive?
I'm not here to say we have a problem, but and I love where the league is right now. But as I said earlier, I think we can create a better system. We learn from each successive deal. We try new things. We make predictions about how caps and exceptions will work. We have great economists who come in on our side of the table. The union does as well, but it's not a perfect science.
It definitely is not. And as much as you can look at the economic forecasts, and as much as you can poke and prod with formulas and algorithms, make that word reminds me of Facebook. As much as you can look at all the mathematical formulas that you like, the fact is sometimes guys get injured. And sometimes guys don't play up to their potential. And sometimes guys play out of their minds. And sometimes there's a team that has such unbelievable chemistry that the corporate synergy makes them that much better than everybody they play. This was not an easy season for the Golden State Warriors. I know they swept the Cavs in the finals because that was a really bad matchup for the Cavaliers. And LeBron by that time had given it everything he had. But this was not an easy breezy season for the Warriors. They were vulnerable. They had a bunch of injuries. They weren't anywhere close to setting a new record for wins. Not to mention, they weren't even first in their own conference. They didn't have a home court advantage for the Western Conference Finals. And yet they figured out a way to win. They survived. They advanced. Because they've got smart, heady, intelligent, committed athletes who are all on the same page. You cannot overestimate the impact the chemistry of that locker room makes on their results, their successes, on their dynasty. A lot of it's personalities. A lot of it's putting aside personal egos. The team concept Same thing that worked for the Philadelphia Eagles, that team concept. When you capture it, it's like lightning in a bottle. And so the NBA can do whatever it likes. Mess with your formulas. Change the salary cap. Blah, 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 blah. Fact is, the Warriors are something special. And it really isn't about the money. It's not about the NBA's rules. It's about they work their arses off and they're committed to one another. It's actually a thing of beauty. Teams like that only come along every now and then. But, you know, fans are jealous. And they like to whine and complain.
Four Hall of Famers.
I mean, again, how many other teams could have offered Boogie Cousins a contract? How many did? So Bob Myers is a genius because when Cousins came calling and was willing to accept $5 million, he said, okay, yes, I guess that does make him a genius. It makes him a cheater? No. Winning breeds winning a lot of times. So Adam Silver and the rest of the NBA, if they don't like it, well, certainly they can change the rules. But I don't know that any rule change they could take right now, except for limiting the number of all-stars on one roster, will do anything to affect the Warriors as long as they're healthy and they're committed the way that they are. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. One half of our hump show poll has to do with LeBron. But it's an unusual opponent for LeBron James. Which superstar changing teams in the last couple weeks creates a bigger splash? Is it LeBron or is it Cristiano Ronaldo? Good poll. I like already the back and forth we've gotten. How many of you have taken the poll? Did we put it on Facebook too? All right, it's on Facebook as well, but it's on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Don't forget to send your questions for Ask Amy. We'll get to some of your calls as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We hear through the grapevine that Amazon is boosting its Prime membership fee from $99 to $119 for free shipping. I mean, that's a 20% hike. It's crazy, right? Not cheap. Especially when Walmart offers free two-day shipping with no membership fee. Obviously a way better deal. It's a better deal and an extra $119 in your pocket. For a second, think about what you could do with an extra $119.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I just heard that line for the first time. Fellas, grab your ladies if you're lady fine. If she's not so fine, then don't grab her. In fact, if she's not so fine, why is she your lady? I don't really understand that line. What is that about? Fellas, grab your lady if your lady's fine. Whatever, it's got a cool beat. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com, our exclusive radio.com app where you can hear any and all of our shows, plus Sirius XM channel 206. However or wherever you tune in, it's always good to have you, especially on the Hump Show as we hurtle ourselves toward the weekend like a comet in space. I'm trying not to look at your questions for Ask Amy Anything. You're supposed to be sending them to our show Twitter. That's fine. If I happen to be attached, well, then I'll try to avert my eyes. But if you want them to remain a surprise, well, then send them only to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And thanks so much for taking our poll. LeBron going to Los Angeles, or Cristiano Ronaldo going to Juventus? This is an interesting story. And I didn't mind seeing more of Cristiano Ronaldo on the tube on Tuesday either. We'll get to that coming up here. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Jake is in Boston. Jake, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Great show tonight.
Thank you.
I just got two questions for you.
Okay, don't make them too hard.
what is your chance that you give the Red Sox going over 100 wins this season? And is Gronkowski going to be traded?
I think no on the last one. But you know what? Bill Belichick has done crazier things. I feel like if they've gotten to this point, then probably they're going to stick the way that they are. But again, do you remember the year that that he traded their defensive captain right before the season kicked off? They'd already gone through training camp and, his name escapes me. He was one of Tom Brady's best friends. It happened, I don't know, 10 years ago.
I remember it too, but I can't remember the name.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to drive me nuts. It's a unique first name. Anyway, I'll remember it here in a second, and I will yell it out. But the point is that Bill Belichick does not care about feelings. He doesn't care about timing. He doesn't care about what the locker room thinks. He does whatever is best for the team. And so I wouldn't put it past him, but I feel like at this point now, if they were going to trade him, they would have done so.
Lawyer Malloy.
That was his name. I just remembered it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was.
Yes.
It was.
Tom Brady was so ticked because that was one of his best friends on the team. And I remember he spoke about it for the first month of the season. And so Bill Belichick doesn't care. He's going to do what's best for the franchise. But again, I would say that at this point, you'd think they would have done it by now. Let's see. As for the Red Sox, I mean, I would expect them to go over 100 wins. That to me feels like setting the bar really low. They're at 64 now, and they're barely past the midway point of the season. We haven't even gotten to the All-Star break yet. There's a chance. Now, I know it's a slim chance. They'd have to win out at this point. But there's a chance they could be at 70 wins by the time we hit the All-Star break, right? Wait a minute. Let's see. Okay, they'd be really close to 70 wins by the time we hit the All-Star break. So I think 100 is well within their sights.
Oh, that's great. And if I can ask one more question.
Sure.
Marcus Smart, does he play on the Celtics next year?
Oh my gosh, how do I know that, Jake? I have no idea. He doesn't know. I hope that he does, because I feel like he epitomizes what Brad Stevens wants from the franchise, which is heart and smart. And, you know, I'm not doing the pun on purpose. That's what I say about the Celtics all the time. The other thing about it is there's been so much turnover on this team over the last couple of years. He's hard-nosed. He's physical. He's that player that you want in the trenches. He changes the course of the game when he comes in. I know there are times when he can't hit the broadside of a barn, but not everybody needs to be a scorer. And with Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward back, you would expect that that they would have plenty of scoring, not to mention, you know, the younger guys now, Jaylen Brown, and also, yes, thank you, Jason Tatum. So I hope that he's there for the right price. It feels like he's a guy who epitomizes what they want on the court.
I think you hit it on the head with the right price. I think that's
sure,
the problem.
Yeah. I mean, sure. We'll see what happens.
All right, Amy, I appreciate it. I thank you very much.
Thanks, Jake. Have a great Wednesday. Have a great hump day. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, so here's the story with Ronaldo and Juventus. I've been practicing from Serie A. The three guys, there's three, on the other side of the double-pane glass are looking at me like I'm a weirdo, which actually isn't all that uncommon. So Cristiano decides he's leaving Real Madrid, and he's signing with the Italian champ, Juventus. Juventus. It's not Juventus. I just made that part up. He wrote a letter to his fans, which I thought was very sweet.
It's absolutely Shakespearean.
It's not at all like the letter... Well, I guess it's not that different from the letter LeBron wrote when he was going home to Cleveland, but this one's a little bit different. I thought it was sweet. It was a bit of a love letter to fans of Real Madrid, but that he wants to begin a new stage in his life, and so he asked the club to accept the transfer. He spent a decade there, for heaven's sakes. How many of us spend a decade at one job? I mean, that's a long time. I'm trying to think the number of jobs I've had since I graduated from college. One. I'm going to count them. This is sweet. I like this. This is a great running song, by the way, too. I use this on my Half Jams playlist. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So I've had nine jobs in my career, and then, you know, nine radio jobs plus a bunch of other.
Not seven.
Plus a bunch of other work that I've done aside, some freelance work. But essentially nine different stops that I've made in my radio career since I graduated from college. And in only one of them did I ever come close to a decade. Now, part of that is the industry. 8 years I spent at my previous network, but not all of it was full-time. I mean, a lot of it was fill-in work to start. But that was
my job.
That was my main job. Thank you, Coach Pop, for the better part of 9 years. Here I am at CBS Sports Radio, and we're into year number six. I mean, that's a lot of stability in my industry. And think about it in the sports industry. Yes, we have Tony Parkers who stay in one place for 17 years, but that's, I mean, the longest tenured coaches in professional sports, those are becoming an aberration that they stay in one place for a decade. The sports industry overall, as well as the broadcasters who cover it, it's just a lot of turnover. So for 9 years, he's been with Real Madrid. He uses the word marvelous and happiest, unique. And he said this was a really emotional decision for him because Real Madrid is demanding and at a high level. Fabulous was another word he used. Real Madrid's won my heart, but essentially that he wants to try something new. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, though I think it's leaving a lot of fans in shock. But Serie A and Juventus has won... Is it seven league titles in a row? Don't tell me. There's a lot of like winning.
You know how many finals I've been in?
A lot of winning tradition with Juventus as well as with Real Madrid. And he spent some time in La Liga too. And so anyway, it's Ronaldo. He's the LeBron of football. And so he should be able to pick and choose what he wants to do with the rest of his fantastic career. As long as he continues to dazzle us with those abs, I'm all good. So the show poll is up at After Hours CBS. Which one of those superstars, LeBron or Ronaldo, changing teams creates the bigger splash? A pretty interesting poll results early on. So again, check it out on Twitter, or you can weigh in on our Facebook page. Also post your questions for Ask Amy, because that is just over an hour away. It's After Hours on our Hump Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Straight ahead, a couple of disturbing pieces of news from the NFL world, because it is July after all.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I know I say it a lot on the show. I'm counting the days until training camps are in full bloom. I miss the NFL. Every time we use an NFL highlight, for instance, Isaac has put together this fantastic montage of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, and he uses it. Every now and then he'll drop it in, or he'll use the promo where I'm talking about the San Francisco 49ers inking Jimmy Garoppolo to a long-term deal. And so we'll get a little NFL flavor here and there. But July generally is that time where there's no one in the building, right? Most of the NFL buildings, the facilities, they are empty in the month of July until rookies and then veterans begin to report for training camp. And it's built in this way because even in the NFL offseason, there's a lot of key dates. There's a lot of activity from draft prep to free agency, the combines, the workouts. Obviously, then there are OTAs, both voluntary and mandatory. July is supposed to be that dead period. But you know what happens in July? Guys get arrested. Guys get in trouble. The NFL comes out with its suspensions, usually on a Friday afternoon, or as we've discovered, a Tuesday afternoon right before July 4th on Wednesday. There are times when I brace for it. And I'll tell you why. Going back to, was it 2014? You can look up the year if you want. I was filling in for Scott Farrell. Farrell on the bench. It was late in July. And the Ray Rice suspension was handed down. You remember initially it was 2 games, if I'm not mistaken. And it was 2 days of nonstop conversation about Ray Rice and about the NFL. And that was really the catalyst then for that entire season of the domestic violence policy conversation. Do y'all remember the first month of the NFL season? In fact, it may have been right after week one. TMZ released the video from inside the elevator and all hell broke loose. That was also the Adrian Peterson year where he was accused of child abuse. You had the commissioner's list that nobody had ever heard of. Greg Hardy also landed on it. So that was all in 2014. But it goes back to that week in July where the Ray Rice suspension was handed down. And this is pre-video, but we all still knew that it was way too light. And so now I think of July as the month when if something bad's going to happen with an NFL player, it's likely going to happen in July. And we got some more news. Various stages. There's a lot that we don't know, but I wanted to talk about what we do know. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As always, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our Facebook page. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. So here's the first thing. Brandon Browner, 2-time Super Bowl champion. Remember, he won with the Seahawks. And then he signed with the Patriots in 14, the season I was just talking about, and won another Super Bowl. That wasn't where his career ended. He actually went to the New Orleans Saints after that, played there for a season. But he's been out of the NFL now. Since spring of 16, I believe. Anyway, he's a well-known NFL cornerback from this recent era, and he's been charged with trying to kill his ex-girlfriend after breaking into her Southern California home. He was arrested over the weekend near Los Angeles, and the district attorney's office in LA County has charged him with attempted murder, first-degree residential robbery, and other counts, but those are the most serious. He'll be arraigned later in July. But according to prosecutors, here's why they've charged him with these counts. They say he broke into an apartment. He chased a woman. He dragged her around, and then he attempted to smother her in a carpet. He tried to kill her by smothering her in a carpet, according to officials, according to authorities. And then there was also a $20,000 Rolex watch that they say he stole from the home. So he's not in the NFL anymore, but his name is fairly recognizable on both coasts and everywhere in between. A 2-time Super Bowl champion. Recently retired, not even out of the league for 3 years yet, Brandon Browner, and he's been charged with attempted murder. Gosh. So that's one. And then maybe you've heard bits and pieces of this other headline coming out of Georgia. And this one is bizarre, and it's the kind where my red flags, they go up. The flashing red lights in my brain, careful with this story, especially in light of what happened with Reuben Foster. And for those of you who don't know, the Reuben Foster situation, falsely accused by his girlfriend, she's now admitted it, but she was ticked off at him, so she fabricated a story. And I've already gone on the record on both my show and Twitter as saying I jumped the gun. I wanted the San Francisco 49ers to cut him, because I felt like a lot of the evidence was overwhelming. Now, this wasn't the first time he got in trouble, and he has been suspended for a couple of games. But in light of that now, I want to be careful. I mean, I always wanted to be careful. I'm reminded of that not so long ago, so I want to be even more cautious. But here's what we know coming out of Georgia. A house owned by Bills running back LeSean McCoy, Shady McCoy, had a break-in. Apparently his estranged or ex-girlfriend, she's living in the house. He's been trying to get her evicted from the house. And so this group of, I don't know if it was a group or if it was more than one or at least one male, but it looks like it may have been more than one person, breaks into this house and beats the woman who's in the house and robs the jewelry in the house. All right, so far police are investigating. They haven't named any suspects. But the bizarre twist to this is two things. Attorneys for the victim, her name is not really important. You're not going to remember it anyway. But attorneys for the victim, who is apparently McCoy's ex-girlfriend, released a statement saying she was sleeping in the house. A guy enters the house, demands very specific items of jewelry. They were pieces of jewelry that she had been given, that had been given to her by Shady McCoy. And when things got out of hand, apparently he tried to remove a bracelet from her arm, hit her in the head with a firearm, and there were a bunch of other cuts and bruises and all kinds of stuff on her body. The attorneys go on to say that McCoy had been trying to get this jewelry back from the woman and even warned her that she could be robbed because the jewelry was expensive. Okay, so that's the attorney statement. Of course, they're going to give you a statement that lines up with the victim's account, okay? But something else that happened, there was a photo of this woman that was released by her attorney, all right? So cuts and bruises on her face. She was swollen. There were bruises on her wrists as well. So there are pictures of her. A friend of hers goes on, I think it was Instagram. A friend of hers goes on social media, posts a couple of pictures of this woman. One, she's completely fine. She's beautiful. Everything's great. Next to the photo of this woman whose face has been entirely ripped up and beaten. And she, along with these photos, goes ape crazy on LeSean McCoy. Essentially accuses him of beating his puppy, like so beating up his dog, taking steroids, treating the woman like crap. I'm paraphrasing. And then says, now you've gone too far. So the woman, who's a friend of the victim, again, goes on social media and fingers McCoy for all of this and says, I kept my mouth shut when you did this, this, and this, but I'm not going to keep quiet anymore. Again, very bizarre. So then later the post disappears, as you can imagine. It goes viral, though. It's all over the place. You can find that on social media. And so she deletes it, but she doesn't keep quiet. Later, that woman goes back on social media and says, attorneys made me take it down, but I stand by my statement. Quote, lie to these people if you want, Shady, but you know I know everything. So she is going right at this guy, even after attorneys told her to take the stuff down. Then there was another woman, again, this is the bizarre side of things. Another woman who called herself a friend of the victim. She's on Facebook. Oh my gosh, social media is so out of control. She's on Facebook claiming there were, and this is her word, dudes. So that's where I got the plural, right? Dudes sent to the victim's house where she was pistol whipped and robbed. And so you've got two different women who are claiming to be friends of the victim, who is an ex of LaShawn McCoy, living in a house that he owns where he's tried to get her evicted. And they're on social media blaming him in no uncertain terms. Now, McCoy did respond. I don't know if this one is still up on Instagram, but I do know that, again, it's been screenshotted and it's all over the internet. And I'll read it. For the record, the totally baseless and offensive claims made against me today on social media are completely false. Furthermore, I have not had any direct contact with any of the people involved in months. So McCoy is categorically denying what these other women are saying. But some of these details are crazy. It's his home. It's a home invasion. Police are saying this was not a random act. This home and this person was targeted, and the robbers only asked for specific pieces of jewelry, the ones that had been given to this woman by Shady McCoy. So, dear Lord, can you imagine how long this NFL investigation is going to take? But for now, it's in the legal system. And police are still working out some of the details. But the part about the social media is just, it's nuts. It's real in 2018, but it's nuts. And it doesn't help. It definitely does not help. Anyway, those are just two things that came out on Tuesday that made me think, man, can we just get to training camp already? The pictures are, they're scary, though. They made me cringe when I first saw them. Okay, we are halfway through our hump show, our middle show of the work week. Coming up, Magic Johnson on LeBron choosing LA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.